Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? What did I tell you the other day? I told you that the story is not the story. Not today. Not anymore. You do not get authenticated news, things that are meant to empower you, to give you more information about the world you live in. It has been manipulated, and it's been happening for years. And if you understand that, you get the new media, you understand that what you should be depending on in terms of your knowledge about the world around you is you, or perhaps people like me. Because see, I'm going to give you my opinion of what's happening around. I'm going to tell you what I think is fact-based, et cetera. But other than that, it's up to you. And that is the big, that, you know, it's funny. We come out of this Walter Cronkite era, if you're my age, and we waited on other people to tell us what was going on. But now we get news as fast as it comes into our, you know, right to our smartphones. So why are we relying on somebody else? You can fact check as quickly as anybody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to here. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to connect. So the story is not the story. And I've been explaining this for years. I talked about it the other day in another one of these talks, these things that I do. And the quicker that we get to that, the better. We used to do a thing called headlines. And I would just read you the headline, and I would explain the propaganda that's just in the headline. And the reason that the left, the media, the leftists, the fake news has gone to this is they know most people are just giving these drive-bys, these glances of the media, these snippets. They don't dig into the story. So if they tell you Republicans stormed the Capitol, you believe it. Capitol stormed by Trump supporters. Jussie Smollett attacked by Trump people. You know, Trump people doing something negative, naughty, ugly. Yeah. That, and so they believe that the narrative gets set. And the only way you can undo it is you've got to take your little media outlet. You know, you are a media outlet. You are the way the news actually gets disseminated correctly when you go, that is total BS. And then you get into a discussion. And if that discussion leads to an argument, so what? Oh, Kevin, I don't want to wallow in the mud with the left. Well, then guess what? They're going to waddle in the mud with your kids because they're going to indoctrinate them. Education is indoctrination. Corporate America now is indoctrination. You know what? Go look at a commercial for corporate America. It's all about how woke they are, how many black folks they take care of, how many Guatemalan midgets they decide they want to bring in so they can make America more brown and more short, or whatever they decide that America needs at this moment. The military, sissified LGBTQIA+ military. Why? Church, completely corrupted. Woke now, right? How about that new pope? Not so new anymore, but how about him, right? Indoctrination, folks, all around you. In sacred areas, what used to be pillars of conservatism. Capitalist. Who else is a better conservative than somebody who puts his butt on the line every day, gets up before anybody else does, goes home after everybody else does, puts his money at play, his capital at risk, all to make a better mousetrap for America. And what do the left do? They pillory the capitalists. They beat the man down or the woman down. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that every single group represented in this country is a capitalist. They still attack it. Can black people own businesses? Yes, capitalists. White folks, forget about them. You already know they're going to jump on them. Latinos of every ilk own businesses. Short people, fat people, ugly people, Muslims, Jews, all of them. And what do? They attack a core issue in America. Capitalism. What do you think people...
Oh, those stupid capitalists, man. They're just out to get your money and do...
Really? Last time I checked, you know what? I'm glad Henry Ford invented the car because I would hate to be walking everywhere. I'm glad that most of the inventions that we play around with, particularly that little thing you hold in your hand, it's got all that power I talked about earlier. I'm glad somebody invented that. Because I remember going to the library. I remember looking through Encyclopedia Britannicas. I remember pulling up the dictionary to look up words. I remember, you know, having to do all the things that I can do now on one little device. And they decry it.
How dare they?
Really? Anyway, we got a lot to discuss today, folks. We always do. Because the left is, they are never going to rest. It revolves around our discussion today anyway, will revolve around the crazy people in this country who believe themselves to be Americans. They want to put themselves in the same category as you. But you're very different. We are very different. We possess this thing that the Constitution and the good Lord gave us, and the left hate it. They hate it. We possess happiness because we took the pursuit of happiness to heart. Leftists cannot be happy. You cannot be happy when you're in a constant state of hate. And they are. They hate this country. Not the physical ground of it and all that. They hate what it stands for. They want to remake it into something that nobody recognizes because they're mad at you for being happy. Because you're happy. Step alone if you feel like a room without a roof. Yeah, they hate it. They pretend to like it and they pretend to be it, but they're not. They are constantly looking for a reason to hate this country. And we scratch our heads daily trying to figure out why. And the answer is very simple as to why they hate the country. When you're miserable, you want others to wallow in the same misery as you. Misery is like a virus. And if we know anything about viruses, we know about it today, right? The old dreaded Wu flu. So we'll get into more of that later. We learned that the a third Capitol Hill police officer committed suicide. And I want to delve into that in just a little bit because, you know, we're very pro-LEO law enforcement officers here. And our hearts go out to this particular officer. But I want to explain, how is that even possible that this many cops are committing suicide in the district? Anyway, we're going to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So they call the January 6th riots the Trump riots. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I hope you'll go there and check it out because you'll find out we do a lot of cool things. We've got a movie site, a streaming site called The Flick Fest. And I hope you'll join. Check out some independent films, great films by amazing people that don't have big egos. We've also got Seeking Educational Excellence that prevents your child from getting indoctrinated when they go to college. We fight for meritocracy in education. Teach kids to find out what they're good at and what they may have a passion for and are good at. And we will solve a lot of problems in this country because people will be happy in their jobs. Also, we have a lot of merch and we have things that will save you money if you've got prescription drugs that recurring month to month that are, say, $100 to $200. We can probably save you a few bucks, quite a few. For a flat fee, our partner, a flat fee of $60, you might get all your meds, certainly at a drastically reduced price, but maybe even free. My father-in-law gets over $700 a month in prescription drugs for $60. And I know this works because we use it in our family. So I suggest you check it out. Anyway, the Trump riots is what they call it, when it's technically the Pelosi riots, the Democrat riots, the leftist riots of January the 6th. And it's just more part of the indoctrination I talked about earlier. But I want to go back to what happened on January the 6th with respect to that officer Sicknick, who the New York Times reported had been hit in the head twice with a fire extinguisher and pepper sprayed, and then it turned out he died of a stroke. And so since then, we've had three police officers who've committed suicide in the Capitol Hill Police District. And it got me curious because that's a lot. And I'm going to give you the numbers here in a second. And before you get all conspiratorial on me, hear me out. So let me ask you this. There, you can look at the statistics, and there are 600,000, give or take, to 900,000, depending on where you look, people that are involved in law enforcement. I don't know if that's officers and or administrative personnel, but it's in those, in that range. That's a big range, but you get those kind of numbers when you look it up. So I decided I wanted to know, how many police departments are there in America? And I would question that. I would probably guess you don't know the answer to that unless you're Googling it now, which, of course, the beauty of having that little thing, that little smartphone right in your fingertips, is you can get to this information quickly. Whatever your curiosity is can be answered instantaneously. So I looked it up, and there are 18,000 police departments in America. Quite a few. No surprise there, right? So you've got 18,000 police departments with somewhere between 600,000 to 900,000 police personnel, people that are on the front line seeing the dirty underbelly of leftism, and it's dirty and filthy, more filthy than you can imagine. They see the worst of humanity day in and day out. And so what would you expect? There's probably some suicides. Now, typically, the suicide rate is 13 people per 100,000 in America. Among police officers, law enforcement officers, it's 17 to one per 100,000 Americans. So it's substantially high. You can do the math, but it's substantially higher, almost a quarter, 25% higher than the gen pop, the regular population. So it's a high-stress job. It's made even higher stress because leftists hate the police. A shameless plug. I'm okay with this. I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. We made a film, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. It is one of the best. I think it's the best police documentary ever, with reenactments, etc. Raw footage from real things. And if you really want to know what happened with Ferguson, which will explain a lot of how things work with leftists, you get the answers there. So go check it out. So I'm pro cop, not pro bad cop, pro good cop, which 99.99% of police in America are good people. They're ordinary folks out there wanting to do a regular job for everybody else. So long story short, I want to get back to what I was talking about. So you got 600,000 to 900,000 law enforcement officers. You got 18,000 police departments. And in a bad year, 2019, for example, was a bad year for police suicides. 228 police officers committed suicide, and that was up from 172 the previous year, in 2018. Just, I'm putting this in perspective so you get an idea of what we're talking about here. There have been 38 police deaths to date. 38. And of those 38 deaths, Three suicides. Three have occurred in D.C. All three were involved in Capitol Hill in this whole debacle. Now, Kev, you're being conspiratorial, even giving you the numbers. I'm telling you, Out of the 600 to 900,000 police officers on the beat, or law enforcement, that includes FBI, et cetera, 18,000 police departments, roughly in a year, 228,000 deaths, not by suicide. You have in one location, 8% of the total deaths of police to date in one department, all by suicide. You get what I'm saying? D.C. has had 7 police officers killed this year. I believe that's right. Could be wrong, but here's what I can tell you. Overwhelmingly, most of them are suicide. Now, it's surrounding January the 6th, which they're calling Trump riots, which, of course, we know are not Trump riots because this is the indoctrination. But my question to you is, do you believe statistically that of the 600 to 900,000 law enforcement officers around the country in 18,000 police departments where roughly in a bad year, 228 get killed regularly? I don't know the percentage of those who are suicide, but it's a fraction of that. And in the 38 police deaths by suicide, deaths this year, rather, 3 of them are by suicide in the same department, in one police department. Pull my finger. That doesn't pass the smell test. And the spin by Liz Cheney, I'm going to read this. She says it was because of the unbelievable violence and cruelty from the Trump riots. January 6th is what she's blaming on these police suicides. Well, I think there's something more sinister. I don't think you, statistically, that's almost an impossibility. You think about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo maintains he never acted inappropriately in response to the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexual harassment. Cuomo releasing a video today that directed folks to his website where a detailed response to the allegations has been posted. That all being said, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, still believes Cuomo should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
There are still no plans for the federal government to establish vaccine passports. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we see as our objective is to continue to make the vaccine as accessible and available.
Psaki noting that private companies and state governments could take such steps if they choose to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today, the president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, so here are the facts. If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms, and if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
In financial news, the Dow gaining 278 points to close at 35,116. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking indoctrination, talking about leftism and how they've just poisoned everything that you hold near and dear. And I was giving you some stats about the police suicides, using my finger quotes, that occurred in D.C. over the past year. And it's pretty shocking. By the way, the numbers that I was giving you, I'm trying to make sure I get my English right, were actual suicides, not killed by any other means. So in other words, the 38 people that I talked about earlier, those are 38 suicides. 8% of the suicides across the entire nation of police happened in one area, one district, by people who worked in one thing, which is the January 6th Capitol Hill Trump riots is what they're calling it. Propaganda is what it is. And I pretty much have offered to you that that's a pretty much a statistical impossibility with the almost, you know, somewhere between 600,000 to 900,000 police officers and 228 in a bad year who commit suicide. And in one area, one place, you get that many suicides. It's insane. Anyway, we're going to move on because there's other propaganda. There's a wave of propaganda that's out there. And most of it revolves around Wu Flu. So, for example, the eviction bans. That they've ended the eviction ban. During the time of Wu Flu, they said you can't be kicked out of your place. And people feasted. A year of rent free. Forget about the year they took away of people's lives. People that couldn't go to funerals and weddings and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and quinceañeras and birthday parties and, you know, whatever. But the other thing they did, they were like, well, at the very least, we gave you free rent. Remember that girl, I'm going to get all my bills paid with Obama. I'm going to get all my bills paid. Well, they got their thank you to the Chinese. Black folks got all their bills paid, and so did a bunch of other folks, too, because it ain't just black folks taking advantage of it. There's a lot of leftists that aren't black. So they get free rent, and, of course, capitalists are getting crushed because they're like, wait a minute. I depend on my rental income. I have friends that have lots of property. You know, that's what they do. They have lots of property. They've been doing it for years. Real estate has been the thing you didn't really have to speculate on. People need places to live, even if it's cheap. I have a cousin. She's in Indianapolis. Her family stays at a house for $600 a month. They've been living there for a long time. Why do you think? They can't qualify for another house, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. You know the cycle. But anyway, the guy's selling the house. And I was talking to my younger brother the other day, and he says, man, where are you going to live for $600? Well, you can have a whole family. I went, not many places. Not even in the, and they lived in the east side of Indianapolis, which is not a good side. Trust me. But I was thinking about it. You want to know why leftists want to live rent-free? It's because nobody will take them in. They don't want to work. They don't take care of property. And so, you know, a landlord doesn't want them. They live for I told you guys a story where I had a dude, he rented a place for me. I was rehabbing a house. He begged me for this house. Mr. Jackson, I don't have any credit. I'm just going to tell you right now, but I'll pay you, you know, up front, whatever you need, you know. And I said, well, just pay me first and last month's rent and a security deposit, and we're good. I'm going to trust you. White dude, good shape, good-looking dude. Had a drug problem, apparently, because when I kicked him out, I found some dope in the wall. But literally, I had to kick this dude out. Let me tell you what happened. Some of you know the story. So he goes month one, no rent. I called him up. I'm like, hey, what's up? He ghosts me. He goes month two, no rent. I'm not worried. I got 2 months rent and security deposit. He gets into the third month. I drive over because now I'm into my money. And I meet with him. He pulls up and says, you know, you can tell he's ready for a confrontation because I am. So I say to him, literally, I follow him into the house as he's opening the door. And he's looking at me like, what? Like, what do you want? We get into the living room of this house. And I said, don't you want to have a conversation with me? Well, I don't understand why you're here. I go, I'm here because you haven't paid your rent. And I said, remember when you came to my house and you begged me to let you in because nobody was giving you a shot? And I did this. Yeah, man. Well, you know, I just found out I don't have to pay you and all this. And I said, let me stop you. We were literally in that mode, you know, if you're a fighter where he's kind of testing, like, what are you going to do? And I said, let me stop you right now. I said, let me tell you what's going to happen. I will be back here every day to whoop your butt. I'm cleaning it up. I said, and when I can't show up, some of my boys from the dojo will be here to whoop your butt. And I said, but let me make one thing very clear. Nobody lives rent-free in my house. Nobody. And I said, I'm just letting you know, you will not be in this house one way or the other within the next few days. You make the decision. And at this point, he kind of settled back because I was like, we can do it today or we can do it over the next few days. But you're going to see me or somebody that looks like me in your face every day. So so we go back over the next day. He's gone. So it was me and a friend of mine. And go into the bedroom. There's a little hole in the wall at the bottom left of a wall going into the closet. And I'm like, what? Why is this hole there? Get my finger in there and there's a baggie of cocaine. Not a very, very small amount. And I was like, okay, got it. But everything was gone out of that house. And of course I had to redo the carpet. Now, this house was pristine when this clown got in it. But here's my point. Leftist people that want something for free that are just, they want to do enough to get in, then they're going to take over your place. They leave your place in squalor. Go look. Ask people that rent, you know, what's your horror story? And if you ask somebody who's a sucker, you know, who will take that bleeding heart story, they got the worst stories. Nobody will take them in. So now this eviction ban is over. And they're calling it the eviction notice. And so Pelosi and team are, and AOC and the squad are like, people need to live for free. And woo flu, you know, the COVID is this, that, and the other. And they're going to use this thing to keep people who rely on the income that they get from property You know, they want them to suffer. So what you were, that's your property and you invested in it and you've got to keep up the maintenance. I mean, think about it this way. You got people living in properties now for free, squatting for all intents and purposes, legalized squatting, legalized theft, if you will. But do you think that landlord cannot fix the toilets and not repair the whatever that breaks down in that place? You think he's off the hook? Of course not. Now, they're going to say, well, we give them PPE money and all this. There's not enough money to give somebody that's got to keep buildings in operation and all this. Look, I understand the if you've never had to work and you want to see the guy's a money-grubbing capitalist, but I see a guy that provided an opportunity for people to live in places. You choose it. It isn't like landlords go around throwing people in vans with the things over their eyes and saying, you're going to live in my place and pay me, right? And then dump them in the room like they were terrorists. You choose. You go, hey, I like the place. Yeah, it's good. It's close to schools. It's good to the bodega, next to the bodega or whatever. You choose it. So, you know, I go back to this notion of the left. They pretend that this guy is taking advantage of people. Here's what it says. Action is needed and it must come from the administration. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is why House leadership is calling on the administration to immediately extend the moratorium on this eviction thing. She says, as the CDC doubles down on mask wearing and vaccination efforts, science and reason demand that they must extend the moratorium in light of the Delta variant. Now, did I have a conversation about this the other day that said, hey, what's the circle of nonsense that's going to happen? Oh, well, there's a new variant. We got to lock down till we get everything moving again. It's all propaganda. Lies. Says this, the CDC early in the coronavirus pandemic implemented an eviction moratorium that banned landlords from removing people who were behind in their rent. It was extended multiple times and it has finally ended. The Supreme Court ended it. And Kavanaugh said Congress, not the president, would have to extend the moratorium if it were to continue. I don't know whether that's the case or not, but I know it's unfair to people who put their time and effort and energy and money on the line to provide a service, and they say, we're not worried about paying you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hatred of Americans. Those of us willing to work hard, save, live by the rules, live by laws, and still succeed. I'm talking about you and me. Leftists have a hatred of us because we are the real Americans. They want to be the real Americans. They're tired of being, you know, why are they getting all the attention? Why can't I have all the attention? Why can't I get the Oscar, the Emmy, the Tony, the whatever, the Pulitzer? I want the award. You know what? You don't care about awards. Good for you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You've seen leftists up close and personal, folks, over the past decade. You're plugged in to a degree that no citizen of this country has been plugged in ever. You have so much information available to you, so many different outlets. You also have misinformation available, which is good because it makes you have to really think and do research and stuff. That's why you're here. You're going, Kevin's already done a lot of it for me. I'm gonna dig in with him. So you're seeing both sides of this. You see the crooked nature of leftism like it's never been on display. No other generation of people has had more access than you. And fast. I'm not talking about slow. I'm talking about almost instantaneous. So you can quickly see through the BS. And the more you study it the way we have over the past decade, my team, oh my gosh. The quicker you got, I can call BS on a story so fast it'd make your head spin. And I'm good at it. No, I'll take that back. I'm great at it. Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch sat on the tarmac in Arizona. We didn't find out except for some guy on the tarmac, some nondescript dude said, it's pretty weird that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch met here in Phoenix. We were never supposed to know about that meeting. What they talk about, they talked about grandchildren and stuff, even though Loretta Lynch was in charge of an investigation of Bill Clinton's wife. Now, you set that scenario up any way you want. That is not happenstance. That was planned. What about Comey's part in all of the ruses that we've witnessed with the FISA warrants and all this other stuff, and also playing cover for the Clintons? You've seen it up close and personal. Comey coming out giving that tortured explanation of why he couldn't indict or give Hillary Clinton more than a slap on the wrist. It was setting up. We were like, oh, here it come. Yeah, but after everything, we just figured out that there's really nothing we can do because we don't want people killed by the Clintons. What about Mueller trying to prosecute an innocent man? The government of Obama going after an innocent man and almost getting him and, of course, finally executing the coup in 2020. How many stories can we discuss right now where we talk about, where you know there was a scam? It's a total scam. Do we need to get into Hunter Biden? Do we need to ask the question about how Joe Biden has gotten so wealthy? How many of these leftist politicians are filthy, stinking rich after serving in a public service role, making what? Less than a couple hundred thousand bucks each? But they're filthy rich in just a few years. Do I need to ask you why no problems are really being solved? I just talked about they want to extend a moratorium on rent-free with not a care in the world about the people who have to, you know, maintain these properties and things like this. I tell you what, why don't we do this? Everybody who's looking for a place, if you've got an available room in your home and you're a leftist and you want people to live rent-free, you got to take somebody in. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll tell you this. One of my cousins, I just found this out, brought her elderly kid back to live with the family. That kid stole the dad's wallet and car. Do I need to tell you that this my cousin that did this is a lefty? Stone cold, hardcore leftist. The family, leftist. But they won't see it for what it is. This kid had an amazing career. And from what I'm told, gone off the deep end, here's the point. Every one of these lefties, bleeding hearts, should be forced to take in one of these leftists that believes they should live rent-free. Go do it. Anyway, I'm going to move on because I got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about DeSantis, because I believe that he's being targeted. Yeah. And I'm not going to let this Wu flu go because I know what they're trying to do with it. And as I mentioned before, they were doing the eviction thing. But they're using this thing to target DeSantis. DeSantis has been successful in opening up Florida. It's not only a microcosm, it's a macrocosm of what happens when somebody uses sanity and understands that this is a ruse. They would go after Kristi Noem, but South Dakota's little. Nobody cares about South Dakota, because that would be a microcosm.
It would be you can open the state because there's just nobody there. There's no population. I mean, there's this, that, and the other. People are spread out.
But you can't say that about Florida. Florida's got lots of cities. It's always the, quote, battleground state. It's got it all. It's a vacation spot. It's a spot where people meet. And, you know, I mean, it's everything you need it to be. And it's not little. It's a big part of the U.S. economy and so on. So they can't dismiss it. So now what they're saying is, you know what? The super spreader thing is happening in Florida. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked if you learn that Biden and team are sending people to Florida who have the Wu flu, bussing them in, putting them in the hospitals. Now, the only reason why they won't get away with it is because DeSantis is pretty bright. And Florida, despite what they want you to believe, is now solidly red. Most of the states in this union are solidly red, partially because of Trump. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. So what the leftists are doing now is they're going to, and I've already started to see it. I'm giving you a warning of the next wave of Wu flu propaganda. And I'm not going to let it go. Because these leftist clowns for far too long have held the narrative on this. And you don't need to be a detective to figure out that this is a total scam. And when people like DeSantis, who are publicly pushing back on this, that's what got them so mad. Because I even heard, what was his name, the guy that got shot, Scalise, talking about, he showed where Biden and Harris both said, I'm not going to trust this shot with no Donald Trump. I'm not getting that vaccine. I ain't getting it. He played the video, and then he goes on to say, I'm going to support, you know, people getting the shot and all this. He's been paid off. He's been compromised. I don't know how. There's no reason to tell people to get this shot. DeSantis made mask optional. He said, look, you want to wear a mask? The school, this is for school-age kids. You want to wear a mask? Wear it. You don't? Don't. Now, why did he didn't even need to say that. That's just normal. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear it. You want to wear it? Wear it. Yeah, I'm going to be with Ron DeSantis in Arizona in October. Anybody want to know the details, let me know. But he's going to keynote an event, and I'm speaking at that event. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to spend time with him, and I'll be able to come back and let you guys know what's going on. By the way, we're going to be starting an elite club of the people that follow me religiously, and there's going to be a special spot on the internet for you that you can get things like behind-the-scenes stuff. And we figured out we have a ton of stuff. I used to go, do we have enough stuff? We have plenty. Behind the scenes, you'll get into planning, things that we do, stuff that we... And for those of you who have bought merch, donated, you're supporting our stuff, you're going to get a note that says, you're already in. We appreciate you. You're already in. If you want to continue to help us, great. But you've earned it. And for those that want to get a peek behind the scenes of what happens, when you're doing a hit or something like that, we'll definitely make it worth your while. Anyway, got to stand up for DeSantis and what he's doing and make sure he knows that he's on the right track.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.